The Torah teaches us in Parshas Vayelech, V'chore api b'yom ahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will get upset, v'zaftim, and I will leave the Jewish people, v'starati ponimahem, I will not make myself available to them, v'hoyu lechol metzur ros, ravas v'tzoris, Klal Yisrael will experience terrible calamities, v'yom b'yom ahu, and Klal Yisrael will declare because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is no longer amongst us, that's why we are suffering. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I indeed will make myself hidden from Klal Yisrael. And then the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to write the Sefer Torah, that will serve as a testimony amongst Klal Yisrael. I saw that the Sefer Brichas Yitzchak asks, how and why does the mitzvah of Kislu Chemes Hashira Zois correct the fact that Klal Yisrael have not acted appropriately, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has felt it necessary to distance himself from us? How does writing the Sefer Torah correct that? So he says, a mashal, there was once a person who, because he owed a significant amount of money to somebody, he and his assets were all mortgaged to this individual, and he defaulted on his obligation. So what happened was that this person whom he owed the money to took him as a worker and said, not only are you obligated to work for me, but your children, your family are all obligated to me. And it was a very difficult life that this family suffered. One day somebody shows up and he says, I am prepared to ransom you. I am prepared to pay, to free you from this horrible situation. And now you will begin to work for me, but you're going to have a very different experience and working for me than you had when you worked for this person. I will pay you, even though you really owe me a lot of money, I will pay you for all of your efforts. However, right now, you're still young, you still have energy, you'll live in my home, you'll work for me, and I will support you. And then when you get older and you're unable to work anymore, I will then pay you. I will have put away wages for all these years that you worked for me, and I will pay them to you. When this person heard this generous offer that this person was making, he was thrilled. And he came home and he told his family, we're finally going to be in a better place. And indeed, this is what happened. The ransom was paid, the obligations were paid off, and he began working for this individual. But over the years, he and his family were not obligating themselves and were not really putting themselves to work as they should have. And one day, the family is sitting around and they're recognizing that they're not acting appropriately. They owe this benefactor so much, and here they're not taking the job that seriously. So they decided, what can they do to show appreciation to this person who's been so generous to them? They said, at least what we should do is write a document. And the document will indicate that we recognize your generosity and we recognize our obligation to you. And even if sometimes we're not as strong as we ought to be, please recognize and please know that we recognize. And that's really what this parasha represents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so generous to us, both as a people, when he took us out of Mitzrayim, and as individuals. But sometimes, we're not that strong in our obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel that we recognize and appreciate all that he does for us? That's through writing a Sefer Torah. By writing a Sefer Torah, by writing a Sefer Torah and showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even if we're not always as we should be. But we recognize who you are, and we recognize really how we should be. That in itself brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appreciate and recognize how great the Jewish people are, and brings us ultimately to the Yeshua that we so much need. And actually, the parasha discusses, at the beginning of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, Haklas anoshva anoshva taf, gather together men, women, children, v'gercha shebesherecha, the gerim, l'man yishvav l'man, yamadu v'yaru es Hashem alakechem, in order that they should hear and learn and hear and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sham l'as is called the Torah Zayis, and they will begin to observe all of the Torah. V'neim ashla yadu, and the children who might not have heard everything about our history, yishmu v'lamdu liras Hashem alakechem kol hayomim, will learn now to fear and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu all their days. And the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph through Halacha Vav, speaks so eloquently about the mitzvah of Hakel. Mitzvah Zaseh L'Hakel Kol Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to gather all of Kol Yisrael, Noshim Noshim B'Tav, B'Chamatz Shvita, every year the Sukkos after the Shemitah year, B'Lois L'Regem, as we come to be Oil L'Regel, U'Likres B'Zneim and HaTorah, and to read from the Torah, Pashas Shem Zazen, I sub mitzvahs, different pashas of the Torah that inspire us to do mitzvahs, Machaskos Yedeim Bedaso Emes, and strengthen us in our belief. Hakriya Vabrochs B'Lashon Kodesh, they all have to be said in Lashon Kodesh. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tikra Torah Azois, B'Lashonah in the original. Abishesham Loy Azois, there may be foreigners there, says the Rambam. The Gerim, Eshem Akirim, and there may be Gerim who may not read, understand the language. Even they who don't necessarily understand have to attempt to hear and tremble to experience Hakel like Klai Yisrael experienced Kabbal Satorah. Even great Talmidei Chacham that know the entire Torah, Chayovin L'shma B'Kavana G'dayol Yisera, have an obligation to carefully listen to the Kriyas HaTorah B'Hakel. U'misha Ene Yochel L'shmayam, and somebody who can't necessarily hear, Mechavin Liba L'Kriyas V'Shloikova HaKosu L'Chazak Der Emes, he should do what he can. V'yira Atzmai, and everybody experiencing Hakel, should view himself, Kil Atan Tzdavaba. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us this mitzvah. This melech is no more than a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to read the Torah. And the question, of course, that many mefarshim ask on this mitzvah of Hakel, especially as the Rambam explains it, there was such a large group, such all of Klai Yisrael were there. How was it possible that all of Klai Yisrael should be able to hear, wasn't the world of microphones, that they should hear everything that was read from the Torah? And also, the audience. We have the greatest Talmid Chachamim with the people who are not knowledgeable in the Torah. And they all have to participate in the same way. What is the pshat in the mitzvah? And I saw that the Sefer B'Torah Soyega explains that the purpose of the mitzvah of Hakel is not for us to use as an experience, as an opportunity to learn Torah. Learning Torah has very different conditions. The subject matter is dependent on who are the people learning the Torah. Of course, the way it's given over in the right environment where people could hear and listen and understand. That is all what's required for learning Torah. The purpose of this experience is to experience what we experienced by Kabbalah Satorah. What we experienced by Kabbalah Satorah wasn't just that we received the Torah. For as we said a moment ago, the Torah is not just an instruction book. The Torah is a representation of our special relationship to with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, as the Chinuch says in this mitzvah, Lefi Shekol Ikra Shel Am Yisrael, what is what makes Klal Yisrael into Klal Yisrael? He had Torah. The Torah is what makes us into Klal Yisrael. Al Kain B'Yoyis Kol Iklim Bar, since that is what is critical to our existence, Rosh Yaku Kal Yachab Zman Echad Min Hazmanim, that's why it's appropriate that all of Klal Yisrael should gather together. And let us hear the voice of Torah that everyone should understand. Why are we all gathering here? The reason we're all gathering here is to show that we recognize what is it to be a member of Klal Yisrael. A member of Klal Yisrael is to experience and recognize who we are and our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, as the Rambam over there explains, in talking about Hakel, they brought this huge platform that they built, and on the platform, the king sat and read the Sefer Torah. What's the point in this platform? What's the point in the king sitting and reading the Sefer Torah? The Gemara Masechet Megillah says that one is not allowed to read the Sefer Torah when he's sitting. But the point is that it's not here as a learning experience, as we learn Sefer Torah, or as like we hear the Sefer Torah. But on the contrary, it's more as an experience to help us connect, to help us connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Halacha teaches us that even young children, we're obligated to bring them to this hakel. Because if it's just for learning, we may be learning things that are above the ability of the children to understand. The point is that we want to have them recognize who they are, and that they are part of Klal Yisrael. And that's pshat when the Gemara says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to bring these children to the Hakel? Kidei litein tzchal l'mevieihem. We are here in the world to bring that Mesorah, that tradition, that recognition of who Klal Yisrael is. That's what we are here for. And therefore, when we accomplish that, by bringing our young children to experience this event, even if they don't walk away learning anything new, but the experience of being part of such an important maimed, being part of such an important event, is what we are here for. And the king sitting on that platform, which serves as a reminder of what Kabbalah Satorah took, how Kabbalah Satorah looked, is what we are here to do for ourselves and for our children and for our future and for the future of Klal Yisrael, to recognize that Torah is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to appreciate and recognize that very, very special relationship.